While most schools in Maine are still putting the finishing touches on their reopening plans for September, a few communities in northern Maine that have to schedule in a break for the potato harvest have already reopened this week. As part of our continuing series, Deep Dive Coronavirus, Robbie Feinberg visited one of those districts in Aroostook County for a preview of what school might look like this fall.
After 5 long months of being apart, 6th grader Charlie Pierce says she couldn't wait to go back to Mars Hill's Fort Street Elementary School on Wednesday.
I was really excited to go back to school. It's a lot different, but I'm glad to be back to see all my friends and all the teachers and everything, but it's really different.
Most of her morning routine at home is the same as it ever was. Wake up before the sun rises, feed the cattle outside, eat breakfast. But now before she gets in the car, Charlie and her 3 sisters grab their masks, and their mom, Amy, asks them a few questions.
Is everybody feeling okay?
Yep.
Nobody has scratchy throats or coughs or... Mm-mm. You tasted your breakfast, right?
Yes.
After they're dropped off at the school's entrance, they stand in a line 6 feet apart and walk towards a teacher, thermometer in hand, for a temperature check before going to class.
Good job.
Okay, you can go right to your class.
Charlie Pierce says she's been okay with a lot of these changes, but some of them are hard to get used to.
Well, we have to keep our distance, and we have to wear a mask, and we can't hug anybody, so it's just really hard, and not being able to be right by your friend, it's really different. My friends kind of really wanted to hug me. I mean,
we had talked about
not hugging,
keeping our distance, because we are huggers by nature.
Yes.
So, yes, we don't often run into a friend where there's not a hug involved. So,
yeah.
I had prepped them to keep in mind where you are and what we're doing here. So,
the masks, temperature checks, and social distancing are all part of the new procedures at Fort Street Elementary, one of the first in the state to reopen on Wednesday. The school has always come back early to accommodate the 3-week potato harvest break in September.
Listen, the parents and the community have been waiting for us to go back to school for a long time.
Elaine Bollier is the superintendent for the district, MSAD 42 in Central Aroostook County, which currently has no active cases of COVID-19. She says while a few families have chosen to keep their kids at home, the overwhelming majority have said otherwise.
The feedback that we got on those surveys was very clear. They wanted kids back in school.
Bollier says the district started planning months ago for how to reopen safely. The eventual decision was to divide students into 2 groups. Half would go in the morning, half in the afternoon. Many parents would drive students to add more space on buses. Masks or face shields would be required. The district spent $10,000 alone this summer on disinfecting. And Bollier says because there are only a few hundred students in each school, class sizes could be kept to just 5 or 10 kids, making social distancing easier.
This is one time that it's great to live in rural Maine.
But some retrofitting was required. Fans were added everywhere. Rooms with no windows required air purifiers. And administrators say they're trying to find ways to accommodate school staff members who are high risk.
You know, if I was at a bigger school like Georgia, I probably wouldn't have come back.
Samantha Drost is a high school social studies teacher for the district. She has an inflammatory disease, putting her at higher risk for the virus. Initially, Drost says she planned to teach on a screen to broadcast her lesson from her room while her students sat in another with the help of an aide. But Drost says she didn't feel connected to her students, so she decided to abandon the setup and teach them face-to-face.
And I told them right up, I'm like, I am a high risk, so you just need to follow what I put out. You need to wear your mask, and we're going to make sure that we clean lots. And if we can do that, then we're going to stay in here.
So far, at least, she says that's worked. Students are following instructions and keeping their masks on. That is, except for during 5 to 10 minute breaks, in which a teacher will take their kids outside and give them a chance to spread out and remove their face covering. During one such mask break at the elementary school, teacher Derek Bedreau says he feels relatively safe and is glad that students are getting the emotional and social supports they need at school.
My major concern is when it starts to get cold and when winter starts to come. I really hope that there's something in place by then that'll help everybody to be more safe, you know, on a national level, not just on a local one, because winters here get pretty chilly pretty fast.
School officials say they're also concerned about the winter, and in particular, the flu season. But for now, says parent Amy Pierce, it's a relief that life is in some way closer to normal.
You know, our kids are ready. They need this. mentally, socially, for all kinds of reasons. They need to be with their peers. It's how we're meant to be. It's part of their growing and learning.
School reopening challenges will likely be more difficult in the southern part of the state, where larger schools and continued transmission of the virus have prompted many parents and teachers to call on districts to continue remote learning this fall. Several communities have even pushed back the start of school until mid-September, but not in Mars Hill. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
And you can find more online about our series on how public schools in Maine are preparing to reopen this fall. It's at mainepublic.org/coronavirus.